Greg is on the hotline right now, and he joins us. Greg Bowser from the Louisiana Chemical Association. Welcome aboard, sir. How are you, man?
Hey, Brian. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Glad to have you on this morning. Let's talk, first of all, about what the Louisiana Chemical Association had their eyes on during the session and whether or not that legislation got anywhere.
Well, we were watching a couple of things. One, we were doing a legislation on advanced recycling to give us in Louisiana an opportunity to be positioned to be one of those states that helps to advance recycling on things like plastics and issues like that. You know, we talked earlier this year.
Greg? He just bottomed out right there. You know, the crazy thing is, Greg was on with Moon yesterday, and the moment he mentioned advanced recycling, his phone bottomed out then too. I don't think the phones like advanced recycling. I think there might be some grand conspiracy between the iPhone and hating advanced recycling. He rejoins us right now. Greg, as soon as you said advanced recycling, your phone bottomed out. And I was listening to Moon yesterday, and as soon as you said advanced recycling, your phone bottomed out. What does Apple... Apple doesn't like advanced recycling, apparently. Or unless you got Samsung.
I think Apple doesn't. I think it just, you know, it teaches me about trying to travel around and be technically sound. You know, it just doesn't work for me.
All good. So advanced recycling. Go ahead.
Advanced recycling was one of the bills that we followed. We also had a couple of bills on carbon capture and storage, one of which Speaker of the House Clay Shakespeare had a bill that made it through the session. So those were our big two that we were watching. And, of course, the legislature was busy fighting on how they're going to spend the huge surplus the state has.
So on the advanced recycling front, what does that mean? That's different than the normal recycling you and I are used to at home. This is it's done on a grander scale.
It is. It's done on a grander scale. It also allows you to, to get things that, for example, in the waste stream today, there's a lot of plastics,
yeah,
and that's not recyclable. This thing talks about incentives and allows companies to recycle, gives them an incentive to recycle things that are not normally recyclable. You know, plastics is one of the things. I think right now about 80% to 90% of the plastics that we don't recycle can be recycled, and that's what we hope this would allow us to do.
So from a layperson's perspective, I mean, plastic is plastic. What's the difference? You melt it down, you mold it back.
There's a big difference. Right now, if you look around, when you look at the waterways and things like that, you have plastic bags, for example, that's not recycled. Mm-hmm. And so this is an incentive to build places that will allow you to recycle those, to break the molecules down, and to take that plastic, and you may not use it to build another plastic bag, but you may use it to be some other form of plastic that we could use in the community.
We're talking with Greg Bowser from the Louisiana Chemical Association. So advanced recycling makes its way through. What will be the effects in the marketplace as a result of this? I know ExxonMobil's already out in front.
Well, I think ExxonMobil is one of the companies, for example, that's talking about expanding their process, adding jobs, building onto what they do currently to expand their manufacturing process. It could mean more jobs for the economy, more people working, doing something different in the economy.
Greg Bowser from the Louisiana Chemical Association is our guest. Greg, you mentioned a carbon capture bill is HB 571, if you're scoring at home. It was by Clay Schexnider. It did make it across the finish line there. What did this bill do, and why were y'all interested in it?
Well, carbon capture is something that's going to allow a number of our companies to achieve their goals, which is to be carbon neutral by 2020, by 2030, some by 2050. And this is a way of capturing the carbon that's out there and storing it, sequestering it, storing it underground in rocks. That Louisiana has been doing this for a long time, and one of the few states that have been. We've been doing it in the oil recovery industry for a long time. And so that's what carbon capture will allow us to do. Clay Shakespeare's bill in particular talks about ways in which the government, the state government, can do that on the state lands, but yet it would share the revenue from that carbon capture with the local government and community.
The interesting part about that is we've been using the technology for years in the recovery of oil, as you just said. It was up until yesterday that I learned that was part of the process originally. I think that piece of information kind of changes the game on our understanding of what we're doing here because, you know, the populace, we haven't really heard about carbon capture a whole lot in the past. But apparently this technology has been utilized a whole lot and it just kind of been, if you'll pardon the pun, under the radar. And now that we're learning about it, there's a whole lot of questions that are popping up. What is LCA doing to help answer those questions?
LCA, we put out what we have called, one pages that talks about the process itself. Mm-hmm. We've gone around the state. We've had seven or eight meetings around the state of Louisiana to talk about how this process works and why we think it's safe. The technology, we've brought in people from LSU, from University of Louisiana Lafayette, so that they can talk about the process. These are experts who know how the process works, and they've been able to do that. We're just trying to inform the people of what we're doing and why.
We've got Greg Bowser from the Louisiana Chemical Association kind of recapping the legislative session on their front. Now, Greg, obviously being a fiscal session, there was going to be a limited number of bills that would, you know, cross the streams with what y'all have going on. But what is your role during the session? How active are you at maybe putting on a lobbying hat during that time frame?
Well, we're pretty active because there are a couple of things. While it's a fiscal session only, each legislator is allowed to introduce so many non-fiscal bills. Mm-hmm. And so we were involved in a lot of those bills. It was a very active session for us. We had issues. For example, one of them was this issue of fence line monitoring. Everybody wants to do air monitoring. And I will say that the state of Louisiana does air monitoring. Each company does their own air monitoring, and they have to report it to the state. If they violate their permit, they have to report that to the state and an action for remediation. What are they going to do to solve the issue? And so that was part of the non-fiscal session, if you will, to deal with air monitoring and other regulatory change, proposed changes that we saw.
So that change, if I'm trying to remember right now, that one did not pass, right?
It did not pass.
Okay.
It did not pass.
Well, from the LCA's perspective, was that a needed bill? I mean, or are we already doing a decent job of keeping tabs on what goes on?
No, I think we're doing a decent job. There are some things that we're tweaking from an industry perspective, but the bill we didn't believe it was needed. It was an added cost. It was just something that it was one of those things that feels good, mm-hmm. But we don't think it would have added to any change in quality of life. So that's why we're one of the reasons we opposed it. It was just a simple and added expense.
Well, and we also see, and Greg, this is where our state government versus our federal government, everybody kind of needs to stay in their own lane. We already see plenty of regulation from the EPA on this, don't we?
We do. We see EPA handing out a lot of feel-good regulations, and that's what happens when you get sometimes an over-aggressive EPA. One of the things that we try to do, Brian, is we talk about the science. We try to follow the science. If it makes sense scientifically and it's going to add to people's value of life, it's going to add to people's knowledge and what they're going to learn from a science perspective, we think we ought to do that. But what we've seen this EPA do time and time again, they simply have what I call a knee-jerk reaction to things and just say, hey, we're the boss. We can do it. Let's just do it. It'll make people feel better.
Got a couple minutes left with Greg Bowser from the Louisiana Chemical Association. Greg, if I could kind of shift gears a little bit as we close the book on this legislative session. Next week is going to be a big week on the carbon capture front here in Louisiana. So I'm kind of getting everybody's pulse as to what to expect. Hearings about primacy, whether or not the state can issue their own permits, coming up next week. What's your role going to be there? How active will you be in those hearings?
We're going to talk about that. I think we're scheduled to testify either Thursday or Friday to talk about primacy and why it's important. I think it's important to have Louisiana governing Louisiana. I think that people from Louisiana can best positioned to make the decision. One of the issues that we've seen from this EPA is that they're not positioned to have people go from state to state to regulate carbon capture, to regulate injection wells. The state of Louisiana, like other states, are better positioned to do that. They have the people on the ground. They have the knowledge and working knowledge of the area themselves. And so we think that with EPA oversight and with the state of Louisiana being making those decisions, we think that's where it's best left to do. Let the states make those decisions.
I mean, I'm always about local, right? I fully believe that we can handle our own business here, and this would be another example of that, especially when the EPA has already done the hard work of setting up the guidelines.
Yeah, and look, the state of Louisiana has demonstrated they've done it in the past. When you look at across the country, states are getting primacy, getting the ability to govern themselves with EPA guidelines. And I think that's the way it's supposed to work. I think you have the EPA out there that builds broad guidelines, but specifics are left to the state. And I think Louisiana's positioned to do that.
Well, that's all coming up next week, and I'm sure it's going to lead the news throughout the week. In the meanwhile, we're just about out of time for this segment. He is Greg Bowser from the Louisiana Chemical Association. I appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Thanks for the recap.
Hey, Brian, thank you very much. And, you know, we're going to try to move the state forward and create jobs and a great economy for our state.
Always, always. Greatly appreciated. Good talking to you this morning. Greg Bowser from the Louisiana Chemical Association. We're